Greenhouse gases, known as GHGs, are gases that accumulate in the Earth's atmosphere and are capable of absorbing infrared radiation from the sun, increasing and retaining heat in the atmosphere. The most important greenhouse gases are water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, chlorofluorocarbons, and ozone, and sulfur hexafluoride. There are two types of gases, natural and man-made. The natural gases are volcanic activity and evaporation of water from the oceans. The man-made causes are industrialization, concentration of heavy gases in the atmosphere, overconsumption of electricity, and overpopulation.
The effects on the environment are progressive because its structure is like a chain. In other words, one is derived from the other. Let's begin. One ozone layer. If the greenhouse effects increase, the ozone layer tends to disappear. If the ozone layer disappears, the temperature on Earth will rise. If the temperature on Earth rises, we will have a flooding in the cities or coast zones because glaciers are melting. Now, if the Earth we have drought, we will have problems in a harvest and food.
If we continue to increase greenhouse gases in a few years, they will be a lethal weapon for humans. If more causes of food shortages occur, there will be a massive malnutrition. If contamination persists, there will be massive outbreak of the science and our pandemic. Natural disaster will be of great intensity and will cause deterioration and destruction of homes if greenhouse gases increase.
We can perform several actions. If you're going to use public transportation or buy an electric car, then you'll reduce your footprint by an average of 2.3 tons of carbon dioxide. If you want to improve your diet and reduce your consumption of meat and meat products, then you will have reduced your footprint on average 1.9 tons of carbon dioxide. If you are to improve your home by limiting energy consumption and looking for the efficiency of kitchen appliances, then you will have a decrease in your footprint by an average of 2.3 tons of carbon dioxide.